Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
What's up? my son had a pretty exciting night. He got caught in a tornado.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's out of state. Where's he at, by the way?
Fort Worth, Dallas area. It was pretty bad. It was heading right for Fort Worth, and they were all hiding in the stairway, and he was watching, you know, it had the big hook and everything else like that. He was talking to me on the phone, and then he goes, you know what? He says, I'm leaving here, and he hopped in his car and drove west really fast and got away from it, but it got within like 5 miles of Fort Worth, and then it fizzled out. I mean, it was still a strong storm, but it was no longer a monster one with the hook. And the guy I was listening to was kind of interesting. He was talking about that hook is what draws air in, and once that hook disappears, it loses its air. And I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I'm glad he's safe in that. I was curious, did he get any pictures, or he probably wasn't thinking about that?
He did. He was more worried about making a decision whether to flee or hide in the stairwell. And he decided to flee. He goes, well, this thing's heading south-southwest. And he goes, and, you know, he was at the hook end of it. And he goes, it wouldn't take me long to get. And I told him, I said, dude, I said, I have no idea what advice to give you here. And I said, so if you get on the highway, everybody else could have the same idea. I said, I don't know what to tell you. So, but he drove. Traffic wasn't bad, he said, and he got to the west of it. And but then, like I said, it about 5 miles out, it fizzled.
Well, you can now answer that question like the Skywarn instructor said yesterday morning. Have you ever seen a tornado in real life? Well, you can check that card now. Hey, Wally, sounds like you're at home. You got time for a Hoyt call?
Yeah, go ahead.
NAWRO, clear.
Good evening.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.
WFSM Mobile.
Fred, KPR.
Morning, Phil. Yeah, it's still morning.
Yeah, I wasn't so sure myself. I sent you a message on Discord, DM. I don't know if you got it. I have a question regarding setting up a private node that can be accessed by DV switch. I'm having a lot of trouble with that. Do you have some time I could bend your ear
a moment. Well, I've never used DV switch, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you had. I was under the impression you had. All right, well, just trying to just access it from my phone. That's the issue I'm having. It just keeps failing.
If you look at your server, if you put your server in verbose mode, does it actually show you making the connection to it?
You mean the asterisk CLI?
Correct. If you go asterisk tac space tac r, turn on verbose, it will, so you see your phone, I take it DV switch is an Android device on the phone.
Yeah, right. No, it doesn't show connecting. It keeps getting a failure on the phone, but I'm going to try using the Windows version to see if that works. You know, just look from my computer. If that works, then I know the issue. I think it's something to do with the registration, and I'm trying to use the local, IAX registration, but it doesn't seem to, that doesn't seem to work.
Well, you need to define your peer and all that in the in there, if I remember right. But I would, see what the server sees when the phone tries. I know you said your phone says it fails, but I would turn on verbose inside of asterisk, go verbose, and see what happens when you turn your phone attempts. If the server doesn't show it even attempting, then you know it's something with maybe your port forwarding or something like that. Or if you see the wrong registration string, then you know that too.
Right, yeah. I checked all that. The port forwarding is correct and all that. And, set up in the modules.clnf took out the HTTP registration, supposedly, and that's what it says you do if you want to use IX. Pretty sure I followed all the rules, so I don't know. All right, so I'm going to try try from my local PC and see if that works. If that works, then I know the problem's outside the system.
So you're confusing at All-Star registration, the HTTP IAX registration stuff, with DV switch. You don't need to, they're two separate things. You're trying to, DV switch authenticates to your app, your asterisk system, your DV switch has nothing to do with your nodes or any node registration stuff with All-Star Link. That's where, so HTTP or IAX like that has nothing to do with those modules, have nothing to do with what you're trying to do. Your IAX registration is with the local device itself, not the network.
Yeah, I think I understand that, but the question is, well, this, the DV switch can't do that. I'm not sure. Anyways, I got some more things to play with before I start. I mean, I know if I make it a public node number, I'm pretty sure it works. So I was just trying to make it a private node number that I run into the issues.
Well, if your public node number connects fine and your private doesn't, you need to add the extension into the extensions.conf. You'll see the stanza for whatever stanza you're calling for DV switch and IAX conf. You'll see a stanza that's built out that it goes to for DV, that whatever one it's going to, I don't remember, on DV switch. So then you'll need to look into your extensions.conf file, and by default, everything is built out to use the $node, which is defined at the top of the extension.conf file. You'll need to make sure you copy and paste what you want for your private node number 2, along with adding, you know, it into the repeat.conf file node list, like you would. But you also then need to go in to find it in the stands on the extensions.com for DB that you're using for your DB switch login.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have that. Let me see something here. Let's see. Let me look at my extensions. It's just in there last night, I think. Okay, let's see. So, yeah, it's got the, under global, it's got my node number, node equals, and then it's got that number. So I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, so that it uses that in $node.
Yeah, so you've got one node on here, two node numbers, or what do you have on this thing?
Yeah, just one is all I want to connect to.
Well, not the one you connect to, but define node in there. In your repeat.conf file, do you have one node number defined or two node numbers or nodes are defined?
Well, actually, in repeat.conf, there's three nodes. Only one of them is the one I want to access from outside.
Okay, well, then you need to define all three for your extensions like that for that other deal. The node, you only got the one, and it doesn't know what you're calling from the other nodes and vice versa, so you got to make sure you add those others in there.
Oh, okay. So in extensions, let me show you if I understand it. In extensions, I need if I have three nodes, I have to have three extensions, node equals, and those numbers in the globals section. Is that correct?
You can't have three equals because it'll then just use the last one defined. You have to see how what it's using down there in your stanza for your DB switch and copy that, but then instead of using node $, make it node 1, node 2, node 3, and then define node 1, node 2, node 3, your $ up there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. All right. That's, let me try that. So maybe that's the issue. All right. That's all. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, I'll let you go. I got some other things I got to plan work on first, and then I'll jump into that. Talk to you later. It's funny. Are you going down to Amvention?
No, I'll be probably in Greenville working. So I got a couple weekends here in May. I'm gonna be over in Greenville working, so I am definitely not going to Dayton. But I'm sure my Starlink will be going, the repeater will be going, all that stuff. So some of my stuff will be in Dayton, just not me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm Gary. I'm looking, I'm going to keep my eyes open for some interesting, I'm trying to find is a good dual band P25 DMR setup. So. Last year I passed on a Kenwood NX that had both, that had a dual band, and I kicked myself for it.
Yeah, Sean's been playing with different things for his ultimate single radio. But no, I'm not buying any radios this month, or this Dayton. Last Dayton I bought the M1KEs, I bought a pair of those, but this month I get to buy a new oil pan.
There you go. That's exciting. All right. Catch you later. Trip the day. K8PR73.
Yep. Just headed to Coleman. We're doing tower work in Coleman. So I'm heading to Coleman. It says I'm an hour and 5 minutes from there. W8FSM.
I saw it on the map and seen that I need to be on the map on.
I have no idea what the hell that was.
Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.
KFAS from WADAP. Nothing heard. WADAP.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WADAP.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 62 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
W8FU, Cape Fear. No, probably Whiskey 10 Brown.
Connected to CMN Network.
November 8, X-ray, June 2nd.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
Yeah. got you on the roster, sir, along with
KAJBD is the thing that control for the mission ARPS CNET. Anyone wishing to check in at Michigan Air PSCNet, please call now. KJBD.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, Kent County, also check in Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. I'll be in and out. Over.
This is NA Hotel Echo Echo in and out.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta. No traffic.
Let's see, the Yankee Victor Foxtrot, could I get your prefix, sir?
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
That's what I thought it was, but I wanted to make sure. So currently I have a Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey Delta 8 USA, Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Zulu, Tango Golf Zulu, N-A-H-E-E, and W-A-A-N-C-B. WDUSA, was that correct on your relay station?
Close, it was Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec Zulu, Mike and Roger City, over.
WDUSA, good. WB8TQZ, Mike. So those are the stations I copy. Any of the stations, please call them out. I may have missed you in a pile of them.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, copy that. K-A-D-O-N, did you copy by intercept, or do you want the left? It's K-A-J-B-D.
KDB,
KDB, KDB, I have WDA USA, WDA CCB, and WAA MCB. Are there others? Roger, roger. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, the N8 Hotel Echo Echo, in and out, and N8NOR. How copy?
Okay,
Roger, I got that's up the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stations now. K-8-K-T-A-Y-D-S-N-8-H-E-E-N-8-N-O-R-W-D-A-U-S-A-W-D-A-T-C-C-S-W-A-A-S-C-C.
Is that correct?
Roger, roger. That's what I got. There may be somebody else out there, but we can check later. Back to that control. Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta.
All right, thank you for that. Appreciate the help today, Dan. We're a little tough this afternoon. It was really rough on the region final box. I'm not even about 40 meters. It was terrible.
Wind length for the state will also be on DMR if it's there, and we'll be doing some voice out on a repeater, boost simplex, go round robin VOC, and then finish off on the repeater, so there's no loose ends. So that's basically the data dump from Washtenaw County. Thanks for having the net, and back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJDD, KEAP1, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. Sounds like you added a few things beyond what we put in the statement. That's no problem. That's what we like to see. Go ahead and extend it. Make whatever you want out of it in addition, because you guys always have in each county something different you want to pass and focus on. So good stuff there. All right, let's go to WA4MLB to be followed by NA-OBU. Mr. Ray, how are things your way?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lee Medelta. Name is Ray, as you heard, in South Macomb County. And this is a good day to get out the grill and the hot dogs. We're going to do that shortly. I do hear a couple of stations that if you want to get with your buddies and play around, increasing the higher frequencies in your microphone audio might make a big difference in, when the band's bad like this. I don't know, get on with your buddies and play around and see what you can do. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get into the SCP or not. We'll figure that out as the week goes by. I'll keep it short tonight. Everybody have a great day tomorrow. WA4 Mike Lima, Delta 7-3.
All right, Ray, WA4MLB, KEA2M. Well, thank you for checking into the net. Appreciate you doing that. Let's go to NA-OBU to be followed by NA-BDR. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along with the remote. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, KEA-2M, here for comment. He may have stepped away from the transmitter button for a moment. We'll skip over him for now. Let's go to NATVR to be followed by ABAMP. Mr. Bryan, how are things your way?
NATZR, no traffic.
Okay, thank you for that. Appreciate you checking in, though. Let's go next to ABAMP to be followed by WBAASP. Mr. Dave, how are things your way? Alpha Delta 8, Mike 5, you are up for comment.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, and just preparing for the set. We'll be participating on Saturday. And a word out to anybody who's looking to take any of the FEMA courses, the FEMA website is open. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, back in that control. Over.
Okay, Roger there. Thank you. I have really liked copy on your station today, but it's not you, it's the fans, I think. We'll go next to WD8AXD to be followed by KCAYDF. Charlie, how are things your end?
Hello, Max and everybody. This is WD8AXD Bravo. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Good to hear a couple more District 5 stations tonight. Let's see. Well, last Saturday, St. Joseph County held its 7th annual Hamfest. Not as well attended as we would have hoped, but next year we might try for a different date. There was a lot going on in District 5 for amateur radio that day, and also it was also the Michigan QSO party day, so we think we lost some attendance based on that. So other than that, not much done for amateur radio this week. Looking forward to working on some things this coming week. Nice to get a break from of a thunderstorm action where it was like every other night we were having severe weather over here, but that didn't happen last week. We were lucky. We had some thunderstorms, very springtime like, without the severe weather attachment. No high winds, no tornadoes, and no big hail or anything like that. So it was nice to get a break from all that. And we've had some high water table basement flooding over here, but at least the rivers stayed pretty much within their banks, or affected the usual floodplains and maybe some farm fields. But a little early for planting anything serious anyways. So, Max, back to you, and we'll let you keep rolling along. Yeah, 75 meters is pretty tough today. KE8DON from WD8AXB, over.
All right, Charlie, thank you. WD8AXB, KE8DON, Michigan Oaks Radio, Public Service Cornet. Weather, it's nice to have a break from it. I can put up with this 60s and sunny thing, for a while, and not have too much trouble here. Let's go to KCA-YDF, and then we're going to take a standby. Mr. Brown, how are things in Saginaw?
This is KCA-YDF, ET to Saginaw County.
The joint Citadel in Saginaw County,
we are not going to be able to participate in the exercise this coming week. We do periodically throughout the year, through our Aries.com group, do wind link exercises on our own between our multiple stations that we have pre-set up around the county and installations. We also utilize two mobile stations, portable stations, in our exercises that we do. We do those telenet, RF, and point-to-point as part of those exercises. So we won't be out there for this one. Majority of our people are going to be at the Cadillac Swamp. So we've got a lot of gear that we're going to be trying to get rid of that we've received over the last couple of years through estate sales. So we need to try and get rid of as much of that gear as we possibly can. Our big event for public service is coming up on May 9th. That's the Frankenmuth MS Walk. That event generally draws anywhere from 800 to 1,500 people, just depending on the weather. So we're open for a good weather day and a good turnout for that event. I'm still in need of volunteers for that. I need approximately 20 people for that, and I'm running about 4 people short. So I'll be sending out another email to my local connections for Bay, Middle, and Saginaw groups again to see if I can drum up some more operators for that event. It's a fun event in Frankenmuth. A lot of people afterwards take advantage of the local establishments, go out for runners or vendors for chicken dinner, or go to the various shops around town and make a day out of it. So it's a good day, it's a good event, and we're looking forward to it. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Max. This is KCA-YDF.
All right, KCA-YDF, KEA-DON. So I do appreciate you checking in. Sounds like you're operating a check today. You're a little late at this station, but I'm not surprised given how close we are and everything. But thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. I understand you won't be participating in the set this year, this spring, but that's okay. Don't tell anybody, but it is all right not to participate once in a while. And I know that you guys work on all sorts of stuff, and I know you're working on Wind Link with the team, so it's I'm sure they're coming along fine. Good luck in the swap coming up, and good luck with the event next weekend. I hope the weather does turn out well for you next. All right, I said we'll take a standby, so let's do that. This is KEA-DON for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Is there anybody who would like to check in? If so, please call now.
Keystone Foxtrot 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Keystone Foxtrot 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Tom from Birch Run, checking in and out.
I have Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Alpha, I believe it is, and you're checking in and out, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Tom from Birch Run. Out.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in and joining in with us today. Any other stations, please call.
This is KFA Golf Hotel Juliet. John from Carlton, in and out.
KFA Golf Hotel Juliet, GHT, KFA GHT, John from Carlton. Well, thank you for checking in and join us again next week. Any other stations, please call now.
Thanks for picking it up from Max. And all the natural plants in the county and the flood waters back to the Surrey City.
KJDD and then SWDA USA, over, over.
Hi, WDA USA, thanks very much for coming back, but you give me far too much credit. That was KEDON's call. I leave that up to the net control to do the changeover. So once again, thanks, but the credit is all due to Max there. Anyway, glad to hear things are more or less kind of burgling along down there. That's good. Let's see. Let's move Max to WBATQZ. Mike, you're up for comments. It's KJDD, all under that control.
KJDD is
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.